This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean here on Joy 94.9, and we are joined by Monty and Flick from Chicks Talking Footy.
I've got a new nickname.
Wait, what about... I just thought it suddenly happened.
Flick was the nickname of someone called Felicity.
Now it's a nickname, someone called Fiona as well.
That's where my brain went.
Well, it's better than Fleabags, which I used to get called in grade two.
I'm juggling too many things. What a massive week it is, because it's grand final week.
It is. It's kind of like Christmas, isn't
Fee
it?
Fee always says that. And for the first time today, I said it at work. I went, it's our Christmas.
I've finally brainwashed you with our collective minds.
It's all starting, of course, on Friday. We've got...
well, it kind of kicked off with the Brownlow.
What
really.
Have we got, Robbie?
got to realise, we know nothing about football.
We were going to give you some trivia questions.
Dive in. I can tell who's who by a picture of their bum. I'm good at that when it comes to AFL.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive.
When you say they won by three behinds.
Waka, waka, waka. Hey. No, we do have an exciting day off on Friday. That's something for me to get excited about.
That's what you're excited about, the public holiday.
Well, everyone should get behind it just for that.
So here's my question, right? They're obviously the two best teams. It's all really exciting. But do you think Collingwood or West Coast, which one's looking better for the game?
Well, Marty, you tipped West Coast, didn't you?
I did, and I think it's because there's two big forwards and Collingwood don't have a proper matchup for those two big forwards.
Defensively.
Defensively. No.
Haven't they had all year to figure that out?
I mean, these are monsters, but one in particular, and I don't mean that as in an ugly way. He's a really big, huge guy, and he's a brilliant forward, and not every team has got someone that can match up on it.
So it all comes down to the forwards in the match a lot of the times?
And the midfield and the defence.
Look at me trying to learn about football.
But I think the other parts match up okay.
Yeah. All the parts have to go together.
Yeah. My thought anyway.
But I mean, the other side of it is West Coast traditionally doesn't travel well. So they're from Perth and coming over to the MCG.
That's awkward for them, I guess, since they'd be travelling a lot.
Mm. Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
But they've travelled a lot better this year.
Well, the other thing is that the new oval that they're playing on over there in Perth, they built it to the specifications of the MCG. So the ground, because their previous ground wasn't, so they'd practice and train on this and play most of their matches on this ground that wasn't like the MCG.
Are they allowed to just host games and play on what, a smaller field?
Yeah. Well, it's weird,
really. Really? It is. You'd think they'd have like a standard, this is what the oval needs to look like, wouldn't you?
No, some are slightly wider or slightly shorter. It's the strangest thing.
That's so weird.
Isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, because, in America they've just got that rectangle field with the same amount of metres.
I hate watching that. The American football drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So irritating.
Yeah. I went to a match last year. I was over there and the noise from the music that they play is out of control.
Yeah.
I don't even know how anyone... I couldn't hear a thing. I don't know how the players can focus. It's really weird. Mm.
So I reckon we should dive into a really important question.
Yes,
what
please.
Is your go-to snack while watching the grand final?
Well, we were talking about the different supporters and their different snacks earlier today. So if you're a Melbourne supporter, it's sushi.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Not during the footy.
Yeah, there were some Melbourne supporters photographed eating
snobby,
sushi this year at the footy and we're all like,
so
what
weird.
Is that?
What happened to the meat pie?
And who was... Someone did a cheese platter last year. Was that Melbourne as well?
It might have been.
Cheese platter. Melbourne got it going on. I just like a snag, personally.
I am a pie.
You've got
purist.
It's just...
I
have a traditional hot dog every game.
Or the cold chips. They look heated when you get there, but by the time you get to your seat...
And they cost about $9.
Totally.
The AFL Fans Association fought for lower hot dog prices.
Oh, good.
I know.
Were you a part of that campaign?
Well,
I
enjoy the fruits of that campaign.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What really? What was the price?
Well, because food was just getting more and more overpriced at grounds and inaccessible for the average punter. So they,
well, there's a lot of average punters when it comes to the footy, quite frankly. I mean, my family are really excited. My mum's sister, my auntie, her entire family are like mad Collingwood supporters. So they've been going crazy. Like each of their license plates is Magpie 1, Magpie 2, Magpie 3. And they are pumped.
What is it about Collingwood supporters that it does just make them just a little bit more... Is it because there's so much anti-Collingwood stuff out there that they so fiercely protect?
They gang together.
I have a friend that lives in Washington, Pies supporter, flying back, not even staying the night, and flying back.
No.
My God, that's dedication.
Yeah, that's called addiction.
And does he, she have a ticket?
Has a ticket.
Oh, I was about to say, could you imagine? I don't have a ticket. I just wanted to be in the area.
Yeah, I just wanted to sit at a pub outside the MCG.
I reckon there'll be people doing that. Coming from interstate, just
there'll be people flying around.
Interstate's one thing. International is a whole other kettle of fish. But it's always does seem to be a lot of hate for Collingwood supporters, doesn't there?
Well, this is the joke: is Collingwood are wanting us to get behind them as Victorians. We're all going, nah. And then West Coast are like, well, get behind us. And we're all going,
We'll talk about whether we eat pies or hot dogs. That's what we'll talk about.
You know what? Just a Google of the AFL Grand Final, I thought I would see a lot of articles about all different stuff, but there seems to be controversy about the pre-time entertainment, saying that the AFL are now out of touch with the entertainment that's being picked. And I did like full-on research, and we have had very Aussie, very, very Aussie for years, and now it's all just getting a bit more
international.
There were bigger names.
Black Eyed Peas and stuff like that.
And everyone's starting to say it's all a bit out of touch.
What's his name?
Ed
Sheeran, a couple of...
But he's an Aussie, isn't he?
He's a Brit.
He's a Brit.
Yeah. So that's how much attention I've made to him.
And isn't Barnsley... doing
something? Barnsley's on this year.
I want Barnsley to do the national anthem. I reckon that would be an awesome version.
That would be great. Great
Barnsley
idea.
Barnsley doing the national anthem.
I was going to give a go at that.
Do you not have Barnsley love, Robbie?
No. I was going to have a go at his go version of the Australian. No, absolutely not.
Come on.
Sorry. Cut to a song. We've got to go.
So you guys have got, it's a big week for you. You've got your show tonight. Other exciting things happening for you this week?
We've made the show tonight about our fans. So we're going to be talking to some Eagles fans and some Collingwood fans.
I follow you guys on social media, and your fans on social. I love how nuts your fans of your show go, let alone the fans of the clubs and things like that. It's pretty mental. So you're going to try and squeeze that into an hour.
Yes, we do. So, which will be a challenge for everything that's happened and will happen and is happening, but also the Chicks got invited to the players' circle at the grand final parade on Friday. So we're going to be running alongside the Utes and literally talking to the players. So we'll be podcasting some of those on Friday.
Oh, so you'll be getting grabs and everything off.
Shoving the microphone in their face on the Utes.
My mind, there's going to be every single one of you each holding a mic, just grabbing as many as you can. So there might be like 25 podcasts.
Pretty much.
We've only got 15 minutes to talk to them. So we're going to be very quick, but a very big honour for us.
I think Beck will drag that out.
Well, Beck is an expert in that area.
She knows how to do it.
She knows her blokes.
She also knows how to stalk on social media.
Amazing. Yeah. It's true.
She actually stalked her way onto our show.
So you guys reckon it's going to be West Coast?
Motty thinks it's going to be West Coast. I think it's going to be Collingwood by about 4 goals.
Right.
Yeah, I'm West Coast by about 4 goals. I mean, that'll change by tomorrow and then back again and... By Saturday, I won't be picking anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be like,
I don't think there's a favourite for this grand final too. Like, I think it's a fairly even.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I don't know. I think it'll be a good match, and that's what I'm happy about.
We've been a bit spoilt the last couple of grand finals because in 2016, you know, the Bulldogs was such a fairy tale story. They hadn't won a premiership in 60-something years.
Yeah. And
then they won the premiership. The whole of everywhere got behind them. And then last year, Richmond, after, 37 years, hadn't won a premiership and came through as an underdog and won the premiership. This year it's kind of like,
Well, when did Collingwood last win?
2010.
Ah.
So it wasn't that long ago. And then West Coast won 2006. So it's not, it's not the big premiership drought that's being broken for either of them.
Still, they're both solid teams. They've both got really excellent players. So hopefully it's a good game and a good exhibition for us all to enjoy.
Absolutely.
Or otherwise eat sushi.
Pies. Can I tell you, eating sushi watching the footy, that's just wrong. That's so wrong. You need a sausage roll or a pie or a hot dog or something.
Yeah.
I that's
Basically, that's un-Australian.
It's un-Australian as far as it's all about the bad carbs. You can, thanks for joining us on Mad Wednesday. You can catch the girls in not long now at 7 o'clock, their grand final special of Chicks Talking Footy. And also, follow them on social media. Jump on and get the podcast from Friday. There's so much footy talk going on. So, thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.